Every state has at least one federally funded office to help people having trouble with the Internal Revenue Service. In Virginia, there are two: the Community Tax Law Project in Richmond and the Tax Clinic at Washington and Lee's School of Law.
If you get a notice from the IRS, don't panic, don't burn it, don't put it in the garbage. Open it up, read it, take a deep breath, and call somebody to see if you can get some help.
That's Michelle Drumble, director of the clinic, which provides services at no charge to anyone who qualifies.
90% of our clients have to be at or below 250% of the federal poverty guidelines. So for a household of four people, that's roughly $58,000, and it goes up as you have more people in your household.
The odds are best, she says, when people have kept documents and options open.
The saddest thing that I see is when a taxpayer is under audit and they concede in writing to the IRS and they just give up, and then they call me. Because at that point, there's very little that we can do. Unless there's new evidence, it's just an uphill battle.
But Drumble says the tax clinic's track record is good.
Sometimes it is a simple administrative error, or sometimes the IRS knew that you sold stock, but they had no way of knowing what your basis was in it, and maybe you sold it at a loss. And sometimes when we dig into it, we find out that the IRS was wrong.
And not a single client has gone to jail.
There is a criminal division of the IRS. There's a very specific intent component to that where they have to prove fraud. And what most people are doing does not rise to the level of that. I think everybody fears it, and everybody fears having their house taken away. Those are the two things that I think people fear the most. And I've never seen either of those things happen. But I think the takeaway that I would like people to know is that if you put your head in the sand and pretend that you're not getting these letters, that's not going to be a pretty outcome.
Assistance comes from senior law students like Chloe McDougall and Shane Vandenberg, who know a fair amount about the law, but are still learning about life.
I'm surprised about all the extenuating circumstances, and I can definitely sympathize with a lot of the taxpayers.
They were compliant for years, and all of a sudden one incident, be it a health scare or a job loss or a loved one's injury, knocks things off kilter for 1 year and spirals out of control.
They don't have the money to pay. They just don't know how to interact with the IRS. It seems like a very overwhelming bureaucracy.
Unlike their clients, these bright young scholars are not intimidated by the Internal Revenue Service, nor are they overwhelmed by a complex tax code that keeps changing.
That's actually one of the reasons it's fun. There's always something new, and I have to say, I've been exposed to it for years. Both of my parents are CPAs, so I had it at the dinner table from age four on.
They agree that this country's tax code should be simplified, but until that happens, they're looking at the bright side.
Given the complexity of the tax code, there's always going to be a job out there for a tax attorney.
And they're happy to help 50 to 60 clients a year make peace with the IRS. I'm Sandy Houseman.